Cigarette sales plummeted in New York City last month, according to city officials. The nearly 50% drop follows a new $1.50 a pack tax imposed by Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Cigarettes now average $7.50 a pack in the five boroughs. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that many New York smokers say they're cutting back or buying their smokes somewhere else.
It's not quite like Paris or Prague, but a lot of people smoke in New York. During the day, they're clustered outside office buildings, getting their fix. At rush hour, they're pushing through crowds on the sidewalk with a lit cigarette cupped in one hand. At night, in the city's bars, tobacco smoke is as omnipresent as music. Some restaurants even still put ashtrays out on the tables. Lighting up is banned in restaurants with more than 35 seats, but New York City has a lot of small restaurants. Before the new $1.50 tax went into effect on July 1st, almost 30 million packs of cigarettes were sold each month in New York City. The city's finance department says sales dropped 47% in July to just under 16 million packs. In announcing the new cigarette tax, Mayor Bloomberg praised it as a victory both for public health and the city's coffers.
The numbers are clear. You raise cigarette taxes, the kids smoke less. Doesn't solve your whole problem, but it goes a long ways towards doing that. And we need the money.
Many people have said that raising the cigarette tax just in New York City is futile because people will simply purchase their cigarettes elsewhere. But in Union Square Park, some of the kids the mayor referred to say it is affecting them.
A lot of people are definitely quitting smoking now. That's the good part, but it's, you know, it's just too much money out of my pocket.
Sadek Misalati, a student at NYU, is watching some of his friends skateboard. A cigarette that's burned almost down to the filter smolders between his fingers. Misalati, who's 20, usually smokes a half a pack of Camels a day, but he says at $7.50 a pack, he has to cut back.
I'll, like, hold out on them for a while and, like, make a pack last 3 days. I don't know, I don't buy as many. I have to go buy the cheaper cigarettes now, actually. I had to buy Durals today because I couldn't afford the Camels.
Sometimes he buys single cigarettes at convenience stores. He says singles have jumped to as much as 60 cents a piece. Courtney Moore just graduated from college in Iowa. In Iowa City, she was paying $3.50 a pack for her Marlboro Ultra Lights. The same pack here can cost $8.
It seems like a ridiculous amount to pay for cigarettes. I mean, I was thinking when it got to five, I was going to quit, but...
Moore is unimpressed that she's helping New York City shrink its budget deficit.
I don't know that that's the way I want to help the city, but I think it's kind of taking advantage of people's addictions. Since it is an addictive product, it's kind of discriminating.
Other smokers in Union Square Park say the new tax is unlikely to affect how much they smoke. Some say they'll buy their smokes on the web or out of state. Several people also say that some of the sidewalk vendors have started offering packs of cigarettes for $5. Convenience store owners say they've seen a dramatic drop in cigarette sales. Calandis, the owner of a deli on 4th Avenue in Greenwich Village, who doesn't want his full name used, says the new tax has cut into all of his sales. Everything from soda to sandwiches are down, he says, because people are going elsewhere to get their cigarettes.
But I think it's foolish because the majority of people who go up at the bridge in New Jersey can buy the same pack for like $4.25. So they're not going to spend $7.50 in Manhattan. Or they can go to Nassau County, pay $5 for it, you know. So it's really foolish.
Or New Yorkers can quit smoking, as Mayor Bloomberg says he hopes they will. Jason Bobian, NPR News, New York.